Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today we're going to do Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about the magic of repurposing. Now, more on that in just a couple of minutes, because first, I always want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate all of you taking time out of your busy day to share with me here on the show. You know, I've said this before, but I truly do believe that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You come from that place of service. And perhaps that's you. So that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. Now, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you're going to get value, insights, and something to think about for your business in the next week. So thank you so much for joining. I know that time is our most precious asset, and so that I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I always want to remind people to please join me on the Facebook group, Entrepreneur Mastery. I would love to see you there. It's a place where we can all support and connect with one another. And I'm in there every day. So I hope to see you there. Now, remember that you can find the links to several of the other internet radio stations, podcast platforms that carry this show, like iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and I think there's a few others. You can find all of those on my website at bonniegressel.com, and I put the link on the show page for you so that it's easy to find. On that page with all of the shows, you'll find icons to those other directories. If you just click on those, it'll take you there. And I always want to provide a free gift for you every week when we get together. And this week, I'm going to invite you to go shopping on the guest gift page. I think that there are like 60-some gifts on that page now. So you can just kind of look around and go shopping, but it's free, which is a really awesome way to shop, isn't it? So I wanted to let you know that was on the show page as well. And if you want to reach out to me, maybe you want to be a guest on the show, please do. You know, you can contact me either on the Facebook group or on my website or, you know, send me an email. I would love, love, love to hear from you. So now today we're going to talk about the magic of repurposing. And I call it magic because I think it is, because it has saved me so much time and has provided so much valuable content. Now, if you're a, you know, someone who does service type of work, maybe you're a coach or a consultant, or you are a nutritionist or somebody who like teaches people stuff, you probably have a bunch of stuff, right? And maybe you do a blog on a regular basis, or maybe you do a podcast on a regular basis. Maybe you send out a newsletter once a month. You know, when you do that, whatever it is, on that regular basis, after a while, it's like, gosh, I don't know what to say. I've got to think of something else new. Well, repurposing is all about using the content you have more than once, for one thing, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, and also using the content that you have in various formats, because people like to receive information in different ways. Some people would rather listen to it. Some people would rather read it. Some people like the video stuff. So there's different formats, and there's also ways to take that same piece of content and send it out in different ways. You know, it's amazing what you can do with copy paste, with editing what you've already got. So the art of repurposing to me is really about start with one thing. So as an example, let's say that you do a written blog, and maybe you do a written blog once a week, and you also want to send out a monthly newsletter. So one way to repurpose that, maybe you already do this, which is awesome, is to take that blog and make little snippets of it, put that in pieces in your newsletter. Don't put the whole thing in there because in your newsletter would be 18 pages long, but you can always put a link back to the rest of the blog, right? You can do the same thing with podcasting. So when you do a newsletter, it's really, you know, newsletters are often summaries, right? They're summaries of maybe other content that you've created throughout the week or the month or whatever. As an example, what I do with my podcasting is I have two podcasts a week. I have The Gift of Choice and this one, The Holistic Entrepreneur. And my newsletter, so to speak, is really just every Tuesday I send out the links to those shows with a little snippet about each one so that they kind of know what it is and people know if they want to listen or not. And then I usually add some other thing on that newsletter. So I send out the newsletter once a week, but really I'm not creating any new content because I've already created the content for my podcast to post those. So it's just repurposing what you've already done. So you take one piece of content. Maybe it's a handout, or maybe you did a tip sheet, or you know, some sort of a template or something for your clients. Or maybe you're like a nutrition coach and you did the 10, you know, foods, the 10 best foods, or the 10 foods to avoid, or whatever. Taking that one piece of information and creating a blog from it, putting that also in your newsletter. And there's a number of other ways that you can use it. If you do a podcast, add it to that. So there's all these things that you can do with that one piece of content. Now, say you're a podcaster. I have had students who, I teach podcasting, so I've had students who do this. And one of the ways to repurpose that one podcast is to, you know, create it on a platform, especially if they're doing an interview. So it needs to be two people that need to be recorded, doing it on Zoom or something like that, that will record an audio and a video. And then they take the audio and they send that to all their audio places, you know, iTunes and iHeartRadio and Stitcher and all those places. And then they take the video that's been created of the same content, of the same two people talking to one another, and they put that on their YouTube channel. There's no extra work, really. It's just putting it on your YouTube channel, but you don't have to recreate it. Repurposing can be done in so many ways and can save you so much time. Oh my goodness, it's amazing. Now, another thing that kind of goes along with repurposing is say you've got kind of a lengthy topic of something that you want to share, but it's too long to put in a blog. It's too long to really do in a podcast. It's kind of a long piece. Well, with that longer piece, you can do several things with that same information. You can send the longer piece off to a magazine or someplace that is taking article submissions and they want 1,500 words or whatever it is. You can take a piece of that and break it apart and make a few blogs out of it, because people aren't going to necessarily want to read a chunk at a time, but it's sort of like a series of books. You can make a series of podcasts and you can, I'm sorry, of blogs, and you can do the same thing with podcasting. So you could take that one piece of information, that little bit longer article, 1,500 words to 3,000 words, something like that, a longer article, and break it up into different pieces, into different formats, into different ways. So really, you've started with that one piece of content and you've created everything else, which might be, gosh, 8, 10, 12 other things from that one piece of content. To me, that's the magic of repurposing, to take one thing and sort of make a whole bunch of other things from it. So this is your homework for this week. Think about what one thing you have, and you probably have lots of things, but pick one. Pick one thing that you have and just see how many other things you can make from it. You know, maybe it's a blog post, or maybe it's a notation in your journal that you do. I don't know, if you do podcasting, maybe it's a podcast. Most people write notes, at least I write, like, you know, bullet points, but some people like write the whole script out. And so they've got it already written totally. And then the other thing, and this is the really, really cool part, all this stuff that we've been talking about, whether it's blog, podcast, newsletters, handouts, templates, tip sheets, whatever you have. Well, did you ever hear people say, you know, I should really write a book on this? Well, when you have all this content, there is really not much work to putting it all together into a book. My first book was like that. It was a lot of things that I did with my clients in the office, a lot of things that I taught them, and that's really what became my first book. So it wasn't starting from scratch. I didn't have to do a lot of research because it was stuff I was already doing. So I took what I was doing in my practice as a nurse practitioner and just repurposed it, really, into a book. So you can take all the stuff that we've talked about today on the show, and make it into a book, if you like. You know, there has to be some structure and some planning to that, obviously, but the content is there. That's the magic. So I hope that that's been helpful for you. And your homework this week is to see what, you know, what fits for you. Do you have something that you could say, oh, I've got this piece of content, whatever it is, audio, written word, whatever. What can I make it into? What can I turn it into? It's sort of the alchemist in you, right? Because you're taking something and you're making something else of it. So I hope you enjoy that little homework assignment for this week. And I would love to hear what you find and what you decide to do with it and how you decide to repurpose it. And if you can feel that magic like I can when I repurpose content. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. And until next time, remember, you are probably sitting on a gold mine of information, of content, of things that you can use, repurpose, and make into other things. You too can be an alchemist.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.